Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips, how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. Back to normal routines of life as another year gets rolling. Okay, the year is a week old, but last week for many was a short one and the kids were still at home. Tomorrow is the first real Monday of 2022 and it's time to be awesome. Okay, too much maybe. January can be the hardest month for many. All those December parties and the high energy of the season can lead to a January low. All the more reason to fight the blues and push on with the plan. When we get stuck into a project, it does release those feel-good chemicals. It's inspiring that we're moving towards something that is positive. I need to say this is not about doing stuff to feel happy. It's about being happy doing stuff that is leading us to a future we deserve. That's the point. We are here to experience life, and it's our responsibility to make that life the best we can. Time and time again, it comes up in the final question, what is the meaning of it all? And there are three common responses: to experience it all, to help and support others, or to be and experience love. And on some level, they are all the same thing. It's about creating a worthwhile journey, something you can be proud of, something that you will be remembered for. We take nothing with us when we go, and we are remembered by the lives we have touched and the legacy that we leave. To me, being awesome is part of that, so it's important to set a plan and go for it. Now look, there's a tendency in life to be complacent. It's human nature. The human brain does this. It likes normal. It likes things to be fixed and stay the same. There's this thing about, can we fix the dice? Can we think, keep things set and sorted? You know, my parents were that generation. They were risk averse, and to some extent, they instilled those qualities in me. You know, my mother used to say, get a job. Work hard and stick with it. And it was good advice to a point, but it had a price. I spent years in an absolutely dull job that I should have left long, long time ago. The point is, as hard as it is we try to fix the dice, though, the universe will have other plans. I mean, in 2019, who saw the pandemic as a possibility? So if the universe is going to do its thing, perhaps it's time to do your thing and start being awesome. It's about dreaming the impossible and getting the improbable. Because without a dream, we get nothing. And as I said, our brains are set. Well, they like it to be set and sorted. So it's very tough to change habits and set big goals. And there's a question for you. Can you dream big? No? I have to say, I struggled with that for years. But the point is, you don't have to dream big. You just have to have a dream. You can start small. You can start wherever, but you need to start. Now, I found the best route to any dream, if I was struggling with ideas, was to start with what I don't want, because not wanting something meant that I probably wanted the opposite. And now I know it's not a perfect solution, but it's a great starting point to find something to focus on. And it can generate a really good list. So make a list. See what stands out. Where do you want to put your energy? It's not about goals. They are the tools, the signposts, the markers on the path. It's about the journey that will take you somewhere. Where would you like to be by the end of 2022? Remember, it's not about chasing happiness. That is already part of us. You can use this process in conjunction with the life plan I mentioned last week. You know, every coaching process will start with one of those because it's a benchmark as to what is important. When we take the time to review our life in detail, we get to see where the challenges are, what are the good bits, and what are the bits we'd like to change. Here's a quick reminder of the base areas to consider: health and fitness, fun and recreation, money and finances, career and work, environment, like work and home, community and planet, family and friends, partners and love, personal growth and learning, and spirituality. Now, I've been having all sorts of fun with this, and that fun continues because I'm exploring this through stories and seeing what comes out. And at some point, I will put it into a 90-day letter and share it with you. But my thoughts on the podcast are pretty clear. There will be a virtual event in April, most likely, and there will be the launch of an online program this year. And as I've left behind the world of digital marketing stuff, there is more time for me to do guest podcasting and speaking. So this is going to be an exciting year. I'm looking forward to it as it unfolds, and I will say more about it all soon. Now, here's a final point. When thinking about your direction, and people get hung up on this one about, like, you know, it's really important to get it right. Well, actual fact, it's not that important to get it right as long as you're moving somewhere. You know, you move in one direction and maybe you see something else along the way and that looks more interesting. Now, I discovered this. It was really surprising. So here it is. You can change your mind. You can see something else and change your mind. But the point is, you ain't going to see something else from the position you're currently sitting. You have to move towards something else to see other things. You know, I discovered this years ago when I was in a group, and the owner of that group, who was an incredibly successful businessman, had this project that he'd been running, and it was generating a lot of money. It was really successful, and he hated it. And so he closed it down, and he gave all his clients to other people, and he closed it and just stopped doing it. And the point is, I mean, he was a bit of a tortured soul, to be honest. And, you know, and the point is, he was chasing success and happiness. And it's a classic example of a poor definition of success. But the point was, even though he was earning good money, he let it go. And that's the point. You can change your mind. I must do a podcast about sacrifice soon, because sacrifice is really a really interesting word, but it has a lot of power in it, and it's really worth exploring with you. Anyway, that will be for another day. So if you want to check out the previous podcast, do go back to the website lifepassionandbusiness.com, and you will find out, you will find the New Year podcast, which will tell you all about this life plan I just mentioned, and the idea of how stories are so important. And you can use these two processes we discussed today in conjunction with that. While you're there, do check out the resources tab, because on that tab you will find all the five questions, and you'll find focus coaching and the midlife refresh, plus various books and things that we offer. So it is worth looking at and checking that one out there if you are getting to the website. And what's the final thing to say to you? So yes, of course, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, I know you know I said this before, don't you? But if you are enjoying this sort of stuff, it is an ecosystem that needs supporting. And, you know, us podcast hosts rely on you to share it and tell people about it. Because when you do, you help people like yourself find good podcasts. And what could be better than that? Anyway, as always, thank you for your time and attention. I'll catch you next time. All the best.